group meeting of people who are very into rights and how holding agencies accountable and those kind of things. And as a matter of fact, when I finally attended one of them last week, they and everybody knew about it. They had the most people there that they had ever had, which kind of made me feel good. And I got to shake a lot of hands and meet a lot of people. But the bottom line is this, okay? There are people out there that understand the issues, and there are people out there that want to make sure those issues are addressed in according with the law. And so we need to stay involved with these people. We need to communicate with these people. And then, we need to put the pressure on government to, as I've said all along, be accountable for obeying the law and abiding by the law. And this is a good thing. So as long as we keep that up, we are going to have positive outcomes. In fact, I have actively supported Mr. Jeff Krupp and his people. They happen to have this big pig they call Petunia on a trailer, where they go around and they, bring up issues about government waste, government non-accountability, and all that kind of stuff. It's quite embarrassing, but it works. It exposes government for their inappropriate behavior and their lack of generally caring about the people, not only the sighted people in Oregon, but also, which we all are a part of that group, but also the people with disabilities and, their rights under the ADA, et cetera, et cetera. So we're making progress. We are not going to be silent. And there are many, many people out there who, quite frankly, are tired of the consistent problems that occur in the Oregon Commission for the Blind, which go way, way back to a Secretary of State's audit, which I was part of, and has continued to be a problem
Yes, you
today.
were. You Junior,
Yep. Anyways, so that's my report. We have to all get involved. We have to all get active because we need to, one of my favorite quotes, if you change it, they will come. And if we change this program and make it what it's supposed to be, more blind people are going to want to be a part of it like they are in other states. Thanks, Randy.
Hey,
You got
yeah,
my.
Arthur, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, I'm going to ask you,
Next,
either
Andy.
you or. Yes, Ted? Yes. Hey, Arthur, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to go on mute because I'm in a noisy area, but if you wouldn't mind introducing the next agenda item, and that's going to be cantaloupe. And if you don't want to do it, either Kathy and or Michael, if you guys would, I'd appreciate it. But I'm going to go on mute right now.
Okay, I'll do it, Randy. Our next agenda item is the cantaloupe person on the line. I didn't get a name, and I don't have the agenda, so I can't get the name. Is that person present to be able to give their presentation? Hello?
No, I thought I saw somebody come on and then they left. This is Kathy.
Uh-oh. Okay. So if the cantaloupe guy isn't here, I can't introduce him. Or we can't start his presentation.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to start till 4:05, but
what time
maybe
is it?
He'll call back then.
What time is it?
It's 4 o'clock.
3:59.
Okay. Well, I can kind of say, all right, I can kind of, until he gets on the line, I actually, in all of my vending machines, I have credit card capabilities, and Cantaloupe is a company that does those kind of services. And I believe they also do micro markets. Of course, I don't have a micro market, so I can't swear to that, but I do believe they're involved in that also. And the simple fact of the matter is, okay, that using credit card readers and micro market credit card readers is here to stay, and we must be in tune with that. And let me tell you, my sales at the Safety Academy, for instance, is mostly credit card sales for snack and pop vending. And it's a good service. And so we must make sure that wherever we can, we do have those capabilities, because if we don't, okay, and people don't have cash, then we lose a sale. And it's also, it's not only just, bank accounts, it's also credit cards and bank accounts. And so it's a two-step process depending on what the individual patron wants to use, whether he wants to use his credit card or his actual bank account. Debit card. There we go. Debit card. Thanks, Nikki. Anyways, so the future is there. And if we aren't using those capabilities, then we're losing money, period. And so it is definitely imperative that we do have that capability, but we also must remember that we have senior citizens who don't trust that system and they use cash. And so having that capability, of course, that part is going less, the cash part, but it still is a part of the business. And so we need to have both. Now, is the cantaloupe guy here yet? Oh boy. Wasn't
nope.
Supposed to be. What time is it now, Kathy?
4:02.
Oh, okay. We got 3 more minutes. He wasn't supposed to be here till 3:05. So, I can tell you that my debit and credit card sales have been going up, and my cash sales have been going down. But until we're at a time where cash isn't being used, then we must maintain that level. And I haven't seen a washer or dryer yet that has, they probably have them, but we don't personally have them yet. But hopefully, that'll get introduced too, because let me tell you, I got a bag sitting on the table here with probably 700 dollars or quarters in it that I much would rather be, you know, just a report and me not having to carry it to the bank to get it deposited and to fill my coin machines, because, you know, people have to have that change in order to use my washers and dryers. So it's the wave of future, cantaloupe, and is one of the companies, is he here? No? Uh-oh. God bless you.
It's me. I want you to tell the people that there's going to be 3 or 4 cocktail parties now between the end of November, and I'm going to get you in some, okay?
And we'll, all right, thanks, we'll buddy.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So is there any comments or questions to that? I know, you know, all of us have, most of us have ventured into the debit and credit card world, and it is definitely the wave of the future. And if you have any machines that don't have those capabilities that you know of, you need to get a hold of the agency or your third-party contractor, insist that they provide that service for our customers. So is there any questions or comments about that? And hopefully this guy's going to show up because my voice is starting to go. That's amazing. But I've had a touch of a cold here lately. And so... no questions, no comments. So, what time is it now, Kathy?
4:06 p.m.
Okay, well, he's late if he's going to be here. I don't know where we go from here concerning that. Reporting... I know everybody gets a report if they are doing debit and credit cards on a daily basis, so they know what their machines are doing. And if you so choose, it actually will inventory your machine and keep track of the inventory. Now, I don't use that service, because I have to go in there too often to fill the machines, because the trainees at the police academy, if I could provide my energy drinks intravenously, I think they would go for that. But anyways.
Arthur?
So is our cantaloupe guy here? Yes, Luanda? Go ahead, Luanda.
Okay. He is the last person on our agenda, so if he doesn't show up, we can just dismiss early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. He's our last agenda item. I don't know how much. Give him 5 minutes, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, let's give him five minutes. Is there any managers out there that want to share you know, how their debit and credit card business has been progressing? I know I discussed
I'll
it with Luanda.
I'll talk about it.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Luanda.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. So I live over here in Eastern Oregon, and people don't use credit as much here as they do, like, Multnomah County and Lane County. They still carry a lot of cash on them. So I would never want to get rid of the cash if I didn't have to, because I don't want to eliminate any of my clientele. But there has been an uptick in my credit card purchases. So that's a good thing. And I'm just kind of watching them now because I know that after the pandemic, a lot of people were using the credit cards more. But now, you know, payday is coming. And so I don't know if that's going to slow down, but I've been watching for that reason. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine not having either of them, actually. So.
Hey, LaWanda.
Yeah.
With your rest areas, though, probably see a lot more debit and credit than just your general locations, do they not?
Well, I would say that my that in the rest areas, the cash used to be a lot higher, but for now they're kind of about 50-50. But like I said, I'm just wondering if that isn't because everybody was in the credit cards
broke.
So we'll see. Yeah. And now payday is going to roll around, you know, so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. So does anybody else have, you know, because I, like I said, I've noticed an uptick with the debit and credit cards sales, but there still are those who want to use cash, don't trust, especially seniors, don't trust using debit or credit cards on anything electronic. But that's an attitude, and maybe it'll change or maybe it won't, but you know, we'll just have to go with the trend and do that. So anybody else want to share, you know, any experiences that they've had with the debit and credit cards and increase in sales, you know, with the debit and credit and a downtick in the cash or no? All right. In that case, Cantaloupe guy here. Cantaloupe's not here. I officially adjourn our 2023 in-service training. Everybody, God bless. Take care of yourself. And we'll catch you on our next meeting.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye,
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.